cheerful greetings to all of our viewers. Today, we will be baking with the lovely Miss Miyoko Shinner, a food expert, best-selling author, and renowned chef for the past 30 years. Let's take a step into Miyoko's kitchen for a fantastic recipe, vegan basting tips, and sumptuous visual delights.
Welcome to Vegetarianism, Noble Way of Living. We have another show with, this time we're going to be dessert with a famous vegan chef, Miyoko Shinner.
Well, Sophie, we're going to make a triple chocolate cake. Chocolate cake layers with a chocolate buttercream and a chocolate ganache. And, you know, a lot of people think that if you're a vegetarian or a vegan, you just can't have a really rich dessert.
Right.
So we want to prove them wrong.
Okay.
I really believe it's not just about health or saving the planet. It's also about feeding our souls.
Sure.
And food speaks to us. And we want to eat food that tastes good, that makes us feel better.
Sure.
Makes us happier, we live longer, we're healthier. So,
sure, sure.
So we're going to go ahead and make a totally vegan cake, no dairy, no eggs.
No dairy, no eggs.
And this also has no sugar in it. We're going to be sweetening it with maple syrup, so it's actually a little bit more natural. We've got 2 cups of whole wheat pastry flour. Now, you can use unbleached white if you like.
Okay.
But I found that whole wheat pastry flour is almost indistinguishable from white flour in certain desserts.
Okay.
In here, I have 1 teaspoon each of baking soda, baking powder, and half a teaspoon of sea salt.
Of salt.
And the reason I use baking powder and baking soda is that the baking soda will yield a darker colored cake, almost give it a richer taste.
Really?
And I also have a cup here of Dutch processed cocoa, which will give it a deeper, darker color as well, too. And just we're just going to sift it all together.
All right. And this allows everything to be kind of lighter and not have
any
clumps.
That's right. That's right. We certainly don't want clumps, as you can see. There's always clumps when you're baking cake. So depending on how finely ground the whole wheat pastry flour is, there may be some bran that just won't come through the sieve.
Oh, that's what they put in it.
Yeah, this whole wheat pastry flour just happens to have more bran than others. If it's this big, we probably don't want to use it. So we'll get rid of that. All right, so that's all mixed up.
All right.
We're going to start out by using 1/2 cup of oil, either canola oil. This is grapeseed oil. And we're going to use 1 cup of maple syrup.
Okay.
Now, if you've used a measuring container, start with the oil first because your liquid sweetener will come right out.
Okay.
And we're going to add 1 teaspoon of vanilla.
Okay.
And we're just going to mix that up.
All right.
Okay. Now, chocolate cake tends to become tenderer if you use just water rather than soy milk.
Okay.
So I've got 1 cup of water, and I'm going to put 1/2 of that in there. And now we're going to add 1/2 of that flour mixture. And I'm just going to keep mixing it. I can keep putting it in here.
Yep.
Put about 1/2. Okay, we'll mix that up. So it's all emulsified like that.
Okay.
All right, now we're going to add the rest of the water, mix it up, and then we'll just pour the rest of that in there. You want to make sure that you mix it a little longer than you would with muffins.
Well,
the reason you don't mix muffins very well is that they tend to get hard. And you want slightly larger air pockets with a muffin. But with a cake, the longer you beat it, the smaller the air pockets are, the finer it is. And then we're going to pour it into our cake pans, into 2 cake pans.
Yeah,
I line the pans with baking paper, baking circles like that.
All right.
And I sprayed a little bit of baking spray. And you just smooth it out like this.
So it's a thin layer, actually. Yeah.
But it will rise. Okay. Now, if you want, you can do this all in one pan and then split it. That's right.
So that takes a little bit more art.
It takes a little more art. And if you're not confident, just do it in 2 pans. Into the oven they go. Into a 350-degree oven for about 20 minutes. Yeah. Now, I've already pre-baked these. These are the layers. As you can see, it's a very, very nice, delicate sponge layer.
Yes.
The next thing we're going to do is make the buttercream.
Mmm, can you smell that rich chocolate baking aroma filling the kitchen? Well, stay tuned. We'll be right back with Miss Miyoko Shinner to whip up the chocolate vegan buttercream and melt on the chocolate ganache. Welcome back, viewers, to Baking with Chef and Author Miss Miyoko Shinner, as we're now going to complete this luscious vegan triple chocolate ganache cake.
Okay, so now we're going to make buttercream, chocolate buttercream.
All right.
Now, what I have here on top of your bain-marie, which is a water bath, I've got about an inch of water in this pan, and I've got a glass container here with 8 ounces of dark chocolate or bittersweet chocolate. Now, what's important about chocolate is it will melt just when it gets warm. It doesn't need to be hot. To get the smoothest chocolate possible, you want to have the temperature low. The higher the temperature, the grainier it will get. And you don't want that. Now I've got 8 ounces of chocolate that's melted nicely. It's going to be pureed with tofu and maple syrup and some vanilla. So we're going to go ahead and put the maple syrup about half a cup.
All right, so we're going to do about a half a cup.
We'll do about a half a cup, and we're going to add about 12 ounces of regular tofu. You don't want to use firm.
Okay.
You can use the silken stuff if you like.
The silken is okay.
I like to just use regular tofu instead of the stuff in the aseptic packages.
Yes.
And it's because it's less processed and it's more naturally made just from soybeans, water, and a coagulant. The stuff in the aseptic packages have the addition of soy protein isolate. And we'll add some vanilla to this. And we're going to turn it on and puree it till it's really smooth.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to pour the chocolate in here.
All right.
The melted bittersweet chocolate. We're going to add a non-hydrogenated butter. I guess it's butter substitute.
Vegan
butter. This is Earth Balance.
Okay.
And we're going to add 1 cup of that. And we'll let this go for a second. Now, this is a Vitamixer. It's very powerful.
Yes.
If you have just a regular blender, you may have to do it in smaller quantities or do it in a food processor.
Okay.
Now that, as you can see, it's pretty runny. Yes. And so what you want to do is refrigerate this for a few hours before you use it.
Okay.
It until it's spreadable.
Okay.
Or you can put it into a KitchenAid or an electric mixer and whip it up so it's nice and light and fluffy.
Okay.
Here's some that I made a few hours ago, and as you can see, it's
it's
much firmer.
It's like a chocolate mousse.
It's like a thick chocolate
mousse.
So I like to whip it up and make it light and fluffy.
All right.
So we'll put it in here, and we'll just let it go for a couple of minutes. Now, while this is going, we can prepare the ganache.
All right.
We're only going to use 4 ounces of chocolate, and I already melted it ahead of time.
All right.
And we're going to add some soy milk creamer. You can add just plain soy milk as well, about a half a cup.
Half a cup, okay.
Okay. And we'll just kind of warm that up again.
All right.
Now, if you don't want to use a hot water bath like this or a bain-marie, you can melt your chocolate in the microwave.
Okay.
Do it in 30-second intervals and just keep checking it. And as soon as it starts to melt, just stir it. And we'll just heat this up until it melts and homogenizes. And this will be poured over this topping. I think it's ready to use. We'll go ahead and use that.
All right.
All right. There is our buttercream.
Yes.
And what you'll notice is that we didn't add any sugar to any of this.
That's right.
Now, there is sugar in the chocolate, in the dark chocolate. But you can also get chocolate that's sweetened with barley malt. So if you're trying to avoid using sugar entirely, you can.
Okay,
as you can see, as I spread this, I'll see the little air pockets that shows you how light and fluffy this buttercream is from whipping it up. And then we're just going to put the other cake layer on top.
Okay.
And pour some more of the cream on the buttercream on top. And ice it. Because it's a cooking show, we don't have a lot of time. I didn't chill it, but I think my ganache, I made sure that it didn't get too hot.
Too hot. Okay.
So I don't think it's going to melt the buttercream. So we're going to pour the ganache on and let it run down the sides.
Okay.
It's also easier to decorate if you've let your cake chill ahead of time.
Okay. Yes.
You can smooth out the sides if you want, like this, or you can just let it run down and do its thing. And you can hear my dog, Chloe, barking for a piece of cake. And then I've got some more buttercream here. And that's another thing, is you may want to chill the whole cake so the ganache has had a chance to set before you decorate it.
Got it.
But then you can, because right now everything is kind of sliding off.
There you go.
And we've got our triple chocolate cake. There we go.
Miyoko, thank you so much for sharing all these wonderful dishes and tips and ways to make food delicious, healthy for everyone to make.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you so much. You've been watching Vegetarian Veterinarian Noble Way of Living.
Please stay with us for future episodes with our special guest chef, Miss Miyoko Shinner, as she imparts vegan recipe favorites from her years of expertise. We'd like to send a special thank you to the ever-generous Miyoko for inviting us into her home and sharing her time and exquisite culinary artistry. Coming up now is Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. May uplifting melodies dance through your hearts and sing songs to your soul.
Hi, I'm Miyoko Shinner, and I just want to say, if you eat what's good for the planet, it'll be good for you. So, big veg and go green.